This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, the saga continues, and I'm going to continuously bring this about. I feel led to go continuously stir this thing up because I know I'm on to something once again. And I know I have been since the beginning of this administration and even previous to this administration's incumbency, friends. I was warning you, and I was doing my best to be optimistic, but folks, when I look at the fruit of what's going on and what's been going on in this country over the last 60 years, I'd be an absolute fool to close my eyes as to what's going on today. With that said, yesterday I was highlighting an article by senior editor of the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, where he had found concerning statistics by the State Department, not by Tim Brown's statistics, but the State Department's statistics concerning what's going on in the United States under Donald Trump at this time. Syrian refugees resettling in the United States under Trump at more than twice the rate of Obama. Yesterday, I had shared with you again what Scripture tells us, that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. What a better way than to put men back to sleep than to actually give them someone that they believe is there to tell them the truth. And I have shared with you over and over and over again concerning Donald Trump and what's taking place in this country concerning led and being led and leading through opposition. Many people don't understand what that is. When you go to, for example, the WWF, the Wrestling Federation, friends, you know from the beginning to the end, it's all fabricated. It's all contrived. Folks, corrupt politicians are paid actors. You do need to understand they are paid actors. You know that they are in many cases not representing you, but they are working for what? Special interest groups. This you already know. Going back to what's going on in this country through leading through opposition and the WWF, when you look at how things are staged in the WWF, by the way, Donald Trump has none other than the owner of the WWF Wrestling Federation's WWE now. His wife is on his cabinet, for those that did not know. But everybody knows it's fabricated. Everybody knows it's fake. It's false. It's all created. They create the good guy and they create the bad guy. But they're all best of friends behind closed doors. Well, friends, let me tell you something. That's exactly what's going on in this country today. Just so you know. Going back to Tim Brown, senior editor's article, on Syrian refugees resettling in the U.S. under Trump at more than twice the rate of Obama. Well, after that was posted on none other than Facebook, I went to look at what was going on concerning the comments. Okay? Keep in mind again, friends, the statistics are directly from the State Department. They are not given to you by Tim Brown, senior editor of the Sons of Liberty Media.com. But it shows you how the people in this country are playing directly into the hands of those that are creating and fabricating the war between what you call the left and the right. Okay? This is what I found on the article, Syrian refugees resettling in the U.S. under Trump at more than twice that of Obama. You ready for this? These are conservatives. You know what they said? Fake news. If this was true, all the commie TV networks and newspapers would broadcast and print every day. Well, let me ask you a question. Why aren't they? Because you are fed to believe and led to believe that the more they attack Donald Trump for what you don't understand, America, and this is the definition of leading through opposition, the more they attack Donald Trump, they already know that they have the support of the American people under Donald Trump. So what they're doing is driving approbation and the approbation and approval of men to Donald Trump by lying. Or so you're told that they're lying. But these are conservatives concerning this article. This is fake news. If this was true, all the commie TV networks and newspapers would broadcast it and print it every day. Well, not if they're leading through opposition and they're going along to get along, friends. If they're not attacking Donald Trump, or guess what? They're silent. And folks, their silence is consent. When are you going to begin to wake up to what this is about? The reply was back to this conservative that said this was fake news. It is not fake news. It has been provided, namely the link, to verify from the State Department its own numbers that in the same time period as last year, he is running at more than double the rate of Obama. Again, read the statistics. Ask the State Department, those that are giving you the stats. You ready for the next one? Why is that? Of course, probably Obama appointed Fed judges obstructing his order. Not for long, though, clowns, is what this conservative said. Okay, he's caught up into the middle of the game, just like the first one who responded about fake news. But keep in mind, the reply was, then why doesn't Trump enforce the law while telling them to enforce their illegal rulings? Hey, folks, it's pretty interesting that Donald Trump has been groomed in a favorable light for the last 30 years in this country. Has anybody paid attention to that? Knowing that the corporate media is all owned by six corporations worldwide, why would he be put under a positive light all the way up until the time of his presidency or his presidential campaign? And then he was given his own television program called The Apprentice. You're fired. Because, again, they're leading through opposition. Because when you go back, friends, like that of Hillary Clinton, she doesn't have the approval or the approbation of the American people. The American people know that she is the wicked witch of the West. Nor did she ever have the support, and the American people knew that as well. But it reminds me of when you go back to John McCain and none other than Barack Hussein Obama. A new contender, Barack Hussein Obama, comes out of nowhere and promises the American people everything they want. But interestingly enough, everybody already hated John Songbird McCain. People can't stand the guy, but he's still there. Well, you put up this contender just like in the WWF where nobody likes him. And then you put them up against somebody that everybody's starting to like. Which one do you think's going to win, America? And I also want you to keep in mind, and I'm going to come back to this in just a couple moments, this is called leading through opposition. We're going to come back to more of the comments, friends, coming from conservatives calling the State Department statistics fake news because it attacks their favorite politician. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about leading through opposition, and I'm going to stay this vein because I know that we're onto something here. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, go ahead and give us a call. Let 74 radio stations across America hear what you have to say in 53 countries as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. America, I want you to understand that you need to read Isaiah 11 when you get a moment, that I'm not coming here on a daily basis to share my opinion with you. It's what's running through me to share with you what I know to be true, because it's the fruit of reading the Word of God and then bearing that fruit, John 15, Matthew 5:16. And again, read 11. Chapter 11 of Isaiah when you get a moment, because it will explain to you exactly what I'm talking about here. But we've been talking about leading through opposition, and it's exactly what's happening in this country. And by the way, going back to the first segment, I want you to go ahead and check out online. I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Meet Linda McMahon. Or McMahon. Okay, I don't even know how they say it. McMahon. Wife of WWE billionaire and Donald Trump's pick for small business administrator. Okay, this is the wife of the pro wrestling guru, Vincent McMahon. That's how it seems like it reads, so if I'm wrong, do forgive me. Don't pay attention to it, because we know it's all fake and it's all fabricated. But to show you again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Look at his business pick. Small business administrator, the wife of WWE billionaire, and Donald Trump's pick. And again, just to verify the facts concerning what is going on in your country, I always want to back it up with facts. So go ahead, do your due diligence. And again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Folks, the media in this country, it cannot be trusted. As a matter of fact, if you go back to one of the Sons of Liberty, his name was Governor of Massachusetts, Samuel Adams. He was a political antagonist. They said he was an expert at it. In 1772, in the Committees of Correspondence, he said, "Tell American their rights and how their rights have been violated." Okay? Tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Get flashes across the country. That's what they did. When they were standing against, they were called the Black Robe Regiment. They mean the corrupt king across the pond meant to stain their character by calling them the Black Robe Regiment, which they took as a compliment, by the way. But they were the ones standing against the tyrants, and they were the ones that were blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, concerning what was going on in the 13 colonies to establish what we have today over 240 years later. They were telling the people the truth while the king was promulgating lies. Okay? I want to go back again and I want to show you how they're leading through opposition. Back in 2008, there were over 15 candidates again. The state-controlled narrative only gave airtime to those that they wanted you to pay attention to, namely Barack Hussein Obama, the up-and-coming contender who came out of nowhere. And who was his opposition? His opposition was an individual that nobody can stand, a senator out of Arizona named John Songbird McCain. There was 312 million people, 424 people in this country back during that time. The other candidates that were running for the presidents, many of them were unqualified, no doubt, but so was Barack Hussein Obama and so was John McCain. But again, just to show you how they lead through opposition, they gave airtime to the candidates that they wanted you to see. Now, going to that, concerning personal experience, we have a friend. His name is Michael Peruca. He was the presidential candidate for the Constitutional Party out of Maryland back in, I believe it was 2004. He was asked by a reporter, "Why is it that nobody knows about you?" He said, "Because they don't want anybody to know about me." And again, it shows you that the media is propping up the players that they want to play the people by and through. And that's exactly what's going on again today in this country. You look at Donald Trump, you see the time that's been spent on this guy, been put under a favorable light over the last 30 years of his life for the most part, all the way from kid shows, Home Alone. If you remember, he had an appearance there. They took him into Trump Plaza, then he walked by and said something to the kids. That was, they wanted to plant the seeds concerning that up-and-coming generation. Also, don't forget about the fact that Ronald Reagan also said that I feel like I'm shaking the hand of the President of the United States, as if to suggest, friends, he didn't know what he was talking about during that particular time. We also have friends that were friends with the Reagan administration as well as the Nixon administration, and we're not giving you information that's not verified. Also wanted to let you know that we're friends with Michael Reagan, friends of Ronald Reagan. Going to the next level of where I'm taking this today, it's absolutely amazing to me, America, that he was all of a sudden, out of nowhere, not only given sponsorships, but also he was given his own television show just in time to capture the next generation. This all happened as well in the state of Minnesota, and I believe that this was not by, I believe that the one that took place in Minnesota during that said time concerning the former governor, Jesse Ventura, I believe that he was there not by the call of those that wanted to place somebody else there. I believe that he was the vote of the people, and it worked against the establishment. As a matter of fact, Jesse Ventura even shared with the American people that when he first won the incumbency of the governor governorship of the state, or gubernatorial state of the Minnesota here, he went downstairs after he won that seat, and the CIA was down there, and he said, "What are you doing here?" See, they want to control these people, friends, and he was the wrong guy. He got there, friends. He got there by the real pick of the American people, and they went to the younger votes. Well, you know what? When you look at Donald Trump, you can see a lot of the same thing, but keep in mind, they also gave him the airtime that was necessary to get him in place to war against the wicked witch of the West. Now, I hope you're tracking checking with me, friends. He was given his own show called The Apprentice. Yeah, he's the guy that's going to get the job done. He knows how to run the company, doesn't he? Yep. Oh, he'd be a great pick for the next presidency of the United States of America. Do you think that this wasn't processed long before you got the information, friends? Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said presidents are not elected. He said they're selected. And all the more today, friends, if it was getting through back in the 30s, do you think for 1 minute it's not happening today? Because if you do, friends, I'll tell you what. I got some ice I need to sell you if you're in Alaska there. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. People don't think about what they need to think about. Now, let's go to the next stage of where we're at today. Do you think Donald Trump wasn't told to attack the media? Because, friends, that is the conscience of America. Americans are sick and tired of the media, the lying media in this country. And the more he attacked them, the more they attacked him. And the more they attacked him, the more favorable he became in the sight of the American people. He was groomed, America. Furthermore, for all of you conspiracy theorists, I want you to understand this is another theory that turned out to be a conspiracy indeed. Read Jeremiah 11:9. But also keep in mind, Albert Pike said, he said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. America, he is a player. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is a player. Now, if he would have kept his promise concerning Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and all the crime within the United States of America, if that would have been his first move, I'll tell you what. I would be sitting back questioning everything that's running through me right now. But he didn't do that. As a matter of fact, I shared this with you yesterday. When he became the president, everything that he ran off concerning one of the promises concerning a prosecutor to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton, the first thing he did was reverse that when he won the seat. You heard it. I played it for you last week. The same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. He's the worst president in American history. He goes into the People's White House. He comes out. He says, first class. He's doing the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do. Because politicians know to tell you, America, who don't learn your lesson, to tell you what you want to hear until they get there. And then you're also led, once they get there, to believe that there's nothing that you can do about it once they're there. I'm asking you the question, America. Where in the Constitution does it tell you that you cannot do anything about what's going on? I want to tell you something. It does. It tells you everything in the world concerning corrupt judges, corrupt politicians, Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. It's all there. See, but what I see is the American people are satisfied. They eat the fruit of deception, and then they get the same results, and then they stand back and wonder why they're confused. Again, read Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 when you get a moment. But we're talking about leading through opposition, and we're just calling it for the way it is. Now, it's interesting to note that he doesn't take the time to clean house in America, but again, he'll drop 56 bombs on a third world country, or at least that's what we're told. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Talking about leading through opposition, how it's created, and there's no doubt that's exactly what's going on in this country. I'm sure many of you have heard, you pick the next world leader. Here are the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates, just to show you how this works. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. That's candidate A. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. And candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. Well, if I look at candidate A, candidate B, candidate C, obviously I'm going to pick candidate C. Candidate A is none other than the corrupt politician, Franklin Roosevelt. Candidate B was none other than Winston Churchill, another player, by the way, and none other than C, who I picked, and anybody with their head on their shoulders the way that it should be, I picked candidate C the way that I did. And not because I did, of course, but again, these are our options. These are the facts. These are the characteristics of the three leading candidates. They forgot to tell you that he was a dictator wannabe. They forgot to tell you that he had a minister of propaganda that lied about everything. And everything that he got away with was premised on a lie. He had less than 3% of the approval rating. Once he got into power, he began to kill off his political opposition. He began to attack his own country and then blame it on his political political opposition as well to incite his people to war with his political opposition. Nobody believed that until now. But these were the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Also, he was their answer. He was the one to create the golden calf because they didn't want to listen to Moses. They wanted Aaron. Okay? And not lowering Aaron to the degree of the individual that I'm going to name in just a moment. But folks, again, they drive it to the ground and then they bring in the Savior. But they want you to forget the Savior in the process. So what they do is they teach you evolution the way that they have been indoctrinating your children in this country over the last 60 years. But America thought that was a conspiracy too. Now judgment's reigning the way that it did in the days of Noah, and Americans are still mocking. They're still calling it a conspiracy theory, when in fact it's not a conspiracy. In fact, it is a theory of conspiracy. Candidate C was none other than Adolf Hitler. You see the light they had to put him in, friends? As a matter of fact, it was Adolf Hitler that said, "How fortunate for those people, for those in power, that people do not think." And just think about this, America. They loved him for it. They loved him for it. So much so that they went to war for him. Until 80 million people gave him permission to do the things that he wanted to do. Just like Mussolini, when their countries were pillaged, their young people were killed off, their sons and daughters, did they figure out who the bad guys were? And in this country, because there's term limits, right, 4 to 8 years, 8 years on a second cycle concerning their presidential incumbencies, well, folks, they can only do so much damage. But see, America doesn't learn from that. America doesn't pay attention to history, and because of it, it's destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because Americans don't want the knowledge. See, just like going back, we're talking about leading through opposition, talking about an article that Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media, wrote, and to my shock, might I say, and it didn't surprise me, but it did shock me, the stupidity of the American people, that when this was posted, these are statistics from the State Department, not from Tim Brown. Even having the statistics directly from the State Department, whether they're true or not, what did the conservatives say? They said fake news. Fake news. Fake news. One guy said, one lady said, her name was Sally, said, "Hard to believe that there are any more Syrians or Muslims, etc., coming into America." She said, "So my guess is this is fake news. It's fake news because Donald Trump has now become their god." Because if they read the Word of God and they actually stuck to their profession, I want you to keep in mind, if they stuck to their profession that God is God, then they would know who's doing the lying. But because they don't know the Word of God and they don't know their founding documents, Donald Trump has become their god. Again, it's not fake news. And the link, this was the response to her, provided the link to verify from the State Department's its own numbers in the same time period as last year. Donald Trump is running more than double the rate of Obama. Just now you see the media. And by the way, are you not also seeing, friends, two thoughts here. Are you not seeing the media begin to prop up Donald Trump now? Yes, they are. Why? Because he showed his allegiance to those that put him into the position that he's in. By attacking third world countries now. By the way, there's news coming out of Syria that it was completely fake. Western media is lying to the American people. By the way, if you want to, and I'm not saying it is or not, I'm just simply telling you what people are beginning to talk about now. And this is how it works in America now. They're told something by the media, and then they find out shortly thereafter it was completely untrue. Just like presidential incumbencies. How many of these presidents that are presidents of the past haven't been found out for lying, friends? Not a one of them. Not a one of them. And to prove my point, on this article written by Sons of Liberty Media's editor, Tim Brown, not giving you his statistics, but the State Department statistics, so instead of them doing their own due diligence, you better not talk about our favorite politician that has our jersey on. Guess what he says? This is biased left lies. Friends, let me say this again. I am for the law. I am not for your little political games that you like to play. I am for the law. And it applies to every single one of us in this country, regardless of who they are, America. Regardless of who they are. But this guy, Derek, said biased left lies. Trump just deported 20,000. Who told you that? The media told you that. This is the same media that's been attacking your boy. Isn't it? They have you so caught up into a circle, America, that you don't know if you're coming or you're going. I had a lady yesterday say to me, I don't know what's true anymore. I said, well, if you would study the Word of God and you would study your founding documents, it wouldn't be hard to figure out who's doing the lying here. This is ridiculous. And again, it's shameful conduct. Here's another one right below it. By the way, there was over 300 comments. Hang on a second. I'm getting you the exact number. Oh my goodness, it just goes on and on and on. There was 234 comments. Easily, hands down, these were from conservatives. I have 552,000 people following my website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On a daily basis, that's active followers. And it's interesting to note that a majority of these people that are calling out this article fake news are those that call themselves conservatives. Hey, Tim, thanks for jumping on with us. We have senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown for us. And, Tim, I appreciate you calling in. And I'm just going to the responses of the conservatives that are calling your article that has stated the State Department statistics on the Syrians that are coming in under the incumbency of President Donald Trump, which doubles Barack Hussein Obama. These conservatives are all calling it fake news, Tim. What say you?
Yeah, well, tell them to go to the link that's in the article that I provided there. They can plug the numbers in themselves. The results come up from Donald Trump's State Department. So I guess if it's fake news, Donald Trump's State Department is putting out fake news. All I can go by is what they're telling me. And the fact of the matter is, at the same time last year, in the same period of time, he did, I think it was 1,400 and something Syrian refugees, resettled those, versus about 600 and something. I don't have the exact numbers because I'm driving, but those were the comparisons. Now, he's wanting to reduce the number total. That's true. He has said he's going to stick by that. But wait a second, Tim.
We have one federal judge. I guess that word federal there means he can stop the flow of law in this country now. But you're led to believe by the state-controlled media once again that Donald Trump is going to be pushed around by one federal judge, when in fact, when we look at the effeminate foreigner in the White House over the last 8 years previous to this administration, it's interesting how he didn't need a lot of time. He started to attack at will, and he wrote how many executive orders overriding our law, regardless if the judges approved it or not.
Well, that was the point I was going to make. You know, you take Obama and his guys, and I believe it was the Homeland Security down in Texas. You remember the judge put the kibosh on them about letting refugees in, or not refugees, but about the illegal immigrants. And they were allowing those people come, giving them amnesty and all this stuff right under the nose of the judge. The judge did nothing. He issued threats, but he wouldn't do anything. And they just kept doing it. And, you know, Donald Trump is the guy who's supposed to be the man's man, and this, that, and the other.
Yep.
And yet you're right, he's letting these judges do it. And of course, he doesn't understand the Constitution. And what's amazing to me is the responses, not just to the fake news, but some of these guys saying, well, you know, Trump has probably had all kinds of lawyers on this, that, and the other. And my response to them was, probably so did Barack Hussein Obama. That doesn't mean anything that they had a lot of lawyers on these issues. And by the way, the Syria thing was not, what the guy is communicating is not that it's fake as in it didn't happen. What he's saying is it's staged instead of as it's being said. As it's being said, it was dropped from a plane. And you can see even from the thing. And what's amazing is I had guys saying, well, you don't have the information that our intelligence has. This, that, and the other. I said, the same guy that told us there were WMDs in Iraq.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. That kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yep.
So I put it back on them. I said, you don't know it either. You just know what you're being told. And you're right. The people think because they have the guy in there who has their jersey on that everything's okay. But they have to remember, look.
You got 10 seconds.
This is a guy who says Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. It's not a law. It's a ruling. And if you don't understand the Constitution, you really shouldn't be in the Oval Office.
Exactly. Thanks for calling in, Tim. I apologize for any miscommunication there, but I do appreciate you jumping online with us again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Sons of Liberty, folks, I can look at statistics online and show you what is happening during the radio show. I cannot tell you the last time that we have been bumped from the GCN gauge. We've always been at number three. We're back up there again. But when I'm talking about leading through opposition and exposing the current administration for its lawlessness. Now, folks, I'm not caught up into the game. I'm for the law, and it applies to all of us. But it's interesting how people are proving my point to a T, that when you talk out against Donald Trump, I'll tell you what, I'm not listening to you anymore. That's okay. You don't have to listen to me. But now you know the truth, and you're held accountable for the truth. And at the end of the day, don't tell me, and I've seen this for 20 years of my ministry, don't tell me that I didn't tell you. Because I told you. No matter how long you think you're going to ride out the lie in face of God's truth, the Holy Ghost will not be straightened. He will not be restrained. It's going to come forth one way or another. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicken under her wings, and you would not. Now keep in mind, you had John the Baptist exposing Herod for all of his evils. He got his head lopped off. But the people, the Bible tells us, enjoyed his light for a season. It's interesting when you look at prophets all the way through the Bible, again, not claiming to be anything, friends. But interestingly enough, note from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you will see the prophets continuously calling out the corruptions of the people and its governorship. Continuously, both the kings and the hierarchies in the church. Throughout the Word of God, the prophets are always setting the record straight. And they're going to lay the axe to the root of the tree. Just like John the Baptist did. But here we have it again. Folks, we're talking about leading through opposition. This is exactly what's going on by the when the media is playing back and forth. Donald attacks the media attacks Donald. Donald garners more support from the people, more approbation from the American people. You want to know why? Because when you go onto an article like that of Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, who wrote statistics, he gave statistics to the American people, telling the American people, listen, now that you're asleep, I want you to know what's really going on here. Because we're to be diligent. Syrian refugees resettling in the United States under Trump at more than twice the rate of Barack Hussein Obama. Statistics given by the State Department. There's over 234 comments. I have 552,000 active followers. The majority of those 234 people were calling the statistics fake news. And you better bet your bottom dollar they were the conservatives that were crying out during the crucifixion of Christ saying, "We have no king but King Caesar. Crucify the truth, crucify him. But give us Barabbas, a murderer in the insurrection," like I talked about yesterday. That's exactly what's going on today, friends. This is fake news. And friends, what they're doing is they're looking at the headline and they're going no further than that. Okay, this was Patrick. He said fake news. I'm going literally down the list of comments. Okay, Sally said, sounds like this is fake. Okay. Another one said, Derek said, bias left lies. Trump just deported 20,000. Well, you're going to believe whatever the media says, and you decry and you play the hypocrite while you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, and you hold the truth and unrighteousness because you don't check for yourself. Another one, right below Derek, folks, I'm taking it line upon line, responses to the statistics that the State Department gave concerning the Trump administration. Folks, you've already seen him in the Day of Light do the opposite over and over again. But here, this is what Karen said. This is totally fake news. This is totally fake news, she said. That's all she has to do is look at the link. She doesn't want to look at the link. These are the best that you have, America, that are rejecting the truth, and you are falling directly into the hands of your enemies. You better bet your bottom dollar. Americans are so easily predictable, and they are so easily played. And by the way, in many cases, I'm not the one that said that. And I'm in this with you, America, but it is my job to wake you up. Going to the next one. Literally right under Karen, who said, this is totally fake news. Another conservative said, this is under the farce of Obama policy. She used some vulgar words. See, if Donald Trump would deal with Barack Hussein Obama and throw him in jail, at least for his crimes against we the people for treason, Article 3, Section 3. But for some reason, your boy, Donald Trump, won't drop the hammer on the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama the way that he said he would at the beginning of his presidential campaign. No, he's got a free hand to attack him now. No, he's got a free hand to play out pro wrestling because so many of you have been deluded to believe the lies that they continuously feed you. Response to Barbara, who said, this is a farce under Obama policy. Constitutionally, he has the authority to reverse policy, not law. But then one should know the Constitution before taking an oath to uphold and defend it. And you know that, friends. You got to be an absolute, you got to be just as ignorant as Donald Trump in many ways. Because when he talks, folks, I mean, that guy at times drives me crazy. It's like, I don't even want to hear him, because it's always the same thing. He doesn't know the Constitution. I'll tell you what, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Obama knew how to attack the Constitution. I'll give him that. He was doing everything contrary to the Constitution, but you're seeing the same thing in so many different ways, but through a different president pushing the same propaganda, same policy. David said concerning this article on Donald Trump bringing in, under the incumbency of President Donald Trump, more Syrian refugees, twice that of Barack Hussein Obama, showing the statistics on the State Department's website. This one said, did you all forget his ban on block by idiot judges? As if to suggest your man that's a man's man is going to be pushed around by one federal judge. I'll tell you what, the effeminate foreigner didn't even do that. But this is the guy that says, you're fired. Yeah, how's that working out for you, America? As a matter of fact, just in Fresno, California yesterday, we seen another Muslim shoot down three Americans while he was crying out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How come we're not seeing that in the state-controlled media? Because if you know anything about history, Hitler used the Muslims to do his killing for him. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Remember, he wanted a Third Reich. He wanted to establish a new order. Remember that Joker with the little mustache? Yeah. Well, now it's different. David said, why in the world are you blaming Trump? Wait a second. He's the responsible party now. And if he's not going to uphold the laws of America, then you need to hold his feet to the fire. The response was not blaming, but it is happening under him, and it's not being stopped when he has the power to stop it. Of course. And furthermore, one of the thoughts that I had during the break, isn't it interesting, all these allegations concerning corrupt politicians, isn't it interesting how the media uses it to divert the American people from what's really going on? How many of these allegations, Maxine Waters was just another one just this week. She was just popped for another scandal, but she'll stay there and she'll be used to stir up domestic insurrection as well. It's the politicians and the media doing this, America. But how can they always just disappear? How come they're always going down a dead end? Because they're using them to avert your attention, to divert your attention from the issues at hand. Like what I'm talking about right now. I want your eyes on the ball. I had another one right below that one. Dennis said, who the blank is Bradley and how would he know? The response was, it's not fake news, and I provided the link to verify from the State Department's own numbers that in the same time period as last year, he is running at more than double the rate of Obama. Again, read the article and check for yourself. Steve, right under Dennis, said, BS, false news. Another one, Angelia, said right under Steve, lies, fake news. These are conservatives, America. Kim Gregg, I'm sorry, I'm just going to jump to the next one. I accidentally said her middle name, forgive me. The next one says, fake news. Maddie said, fake news. These are conservatives, America. You need to repent, America. Leo said, fake report. Jeannie said, fake. Nat said, BS. I'm going right in line. All coming from conservatives that are more attached to their idol than the God that they say they love. This is how countries are destroyed. Ron said, fake news. He said if it was true, he's caught up into the game, the Dems would be dancing in the street. Folks, and 215 more comments, all calling it fake news. This is an example of fake news. America, hold on to the Constitution. Hold on to your God, because you're in trouble.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.